What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you today?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man.
Happy Friday to everyone listening. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday.
We have bonus positive news stories. That way you can listen to us all weekend. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. If you leave us a 5-star review with a comment and send us a positive news story, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
$3.99.
What do you have for your first positive news story?
I'm going to Oklahoma for this one. News6 actually shared this story on their social media page. Out in Sand Springs, Oklahoma, there was a 9-year-old by the name of Kane. He is a regular 9-year-old. Whenever he's riding the bus, he's on his phone, he's talking to his friends, he's just vibing out. This day, he was on his bus, he was on his phone, he noticed something was going on with the bus driver. He could tell by her face something wasn't right, so he decided to walk up after she pulled over. And that's when he realized, oh, I need to call 911. So that's exactly what he did. He called 911. All the students on the bus started going a little crazy because the bus driver pulled over and he called 911. And what him and his friends decided to do, keep everybody calm. He was hugging other students that were crying. His friends were trying to get other people to quiet down. While they were doing so, first responders showed up. They got on the bus, were able to help the bus driver, take her to the hospital. Another bus driver came to that bus, was able to take all the kids home. But Kane's bravery honestly shined. If it wasn't for him keeping everybody calm, recognizing something was going on with the bus driver and calling 911, things could have took a turn for the worse. So I definitely wanted to share this story here and give a shout out to Kane for being the hero that he is. And the school is actually going to recognize him Friday morning to show everybody what kind of hero he is. And I thought this story was awesome, man.
And to show, inspire the other kids to do the right thing in that moment.
Always, man. Always. I think it's crazy how many positive news stories we're having of kids actually saving adults' lives. Shout out to all the parents out there that are teaching these kids these life-saving things, whether it's to call 911, whether it's to try to perform CPR, whatever the case may be. I think it's amazing.
The youth are awesome with the Positive Truth podcast.
Tú sabes.
I'm not going to lie, though. My heart dropped when I said 9-year-old with a phone. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah. My daughter can't, she's 7, can't even play on a tablet right now. 9-year-old with the phone, but it's different every community.
Yeah. Every community is different. I have a theme for today. Science is cool with the Positive Truth podcast. Have you ever heard of PICC before?
No.
PICC. This comes from stories.tamu, Texas A&M University.
Hey.
So PICC stands for pressure-induced carbon capture. Have you ever heard of pop, Coke, soda?
Yeah, of course.
Ever had one?
Of course.
You know, the carbonated filling? Yeah. So inventors of PICC are Mark, he's a chemical engineer professor at Texas A&M, and Mr. Feinstein, he's an Xcel Thermenic Enterprise worker. They file patents to license their new technology. And what they do is they take exhaust gas from coal, biomass, and then they cool it and compress it. The compressed fuel gas is pushed upward through an absorption column while cold water flows downward. This ensures maximum contact between the gas and water, so CO2 dissolves in the water. The clean gas, largely CO2-free, exits at the top and can be emitted into the atmosphere. Meanwhile, the water contains the dissolved CO2 and it collects at the bottom. That CO2-rich water is then passed through a series of vessels operating at a progressively lower pressure and then is bubbled out like a pop. It's a way that they can take these carbon emissions. And that process I just described, everyone was probably like, that's some sciencey stuff. I can't understand.
My neck was like, huh?
It can capture and compress 99% of CO2 emissions. It's really good, right?
99% is amazing.
Right now, carbon capture technologies cost $50 to $100 per ton, and they can only do 90 to 95%. Theirs can do 99%. You want to know how much it costs for a metric ton?
How much?
$26.
Oh my goodness. That's a huge difference.
So it's half the price and it's more effective. They're trying to take this technology, give it to power plants, cement, steel, hydrogen facilities, any major industrial emitter, and be like, use this filter, use our technology. You're not going to be sending any CO2 out.
I love that story. I'm not going to lie. I just hope they sell it and not just give it. It's great.
It's patented.
Okay, cool. Yeah, man, make some money out of that. Save the world. Do what you got to do. I think it's amazing.
Making money, saving the world.
Boo Savas. That's the dream right there.
A great combo. Before we get to our last two positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for technology. Life has been a lot easier. Let's just say that. I always complain about technology just because I don't understand it to an extent. But at the same time, lost my remote the other day. Got a remote on my phone. The Wi-Fi went out at the store the other day, was able to use a hotspot on my phone for the tablet and stuff like that. And I just kept thinking, like, there's a lot of solutions around me. I just need to relax on this technology hate that I've been giving for the last like 5 years. But I'm grateful for technology. So this is step one.
Tech team Tim with a comeback?
Maybe 2026. We'll see what's up. I'll read a book maybe.
I'm grateful for the gratitude section. I've actually started writing them down, things I'm going to be grateful for, because what I've realized is going throughout my day, I think of a lot of things I'm grateful for. Any minor inconvenience, I'm like, I should talk about this on the podcast. But instead of me getting mad, it's, oh, I should be grateful. I don't have to deal with this all the time. So the gratitude section has taught me to be more grateful for things, any non, like small inconvenience outside of work. In work, if I deal with something that annoys me, I'm like, I don't want to deal with this again. But like outside of it, I'm just like, oh, I didn't use Google Maps. I ran into a traffic jam. I'm going to talk about that on the podcast. So instead of me getting mad about the traffic jam, I'm like, we'll talk about that. And so I'll go into my notes and write it down. Like, always use Google Maps before you go out. Actually, another one I forgot was like, always get gas the night before because you don't want to get in the morning. Like all these small things that I'm like, every inconvenience because of the gratitude section has taught me to be like, this sucks. It's not that bad.
Positive JP back in action. You flipped a negative into a positive and you made it productive. Shout out to you.
Sounds like me. Very robotic. Do you have a positive news story for your last one?
Absolutely. I am going all the way to Virginia for this one. This one is amazing. So I have a 19-year-old and I have a 44-year-old. The 19-year-old is actually a former student of the 44-year-old. So we are going to talk about Kenneth Bell. Kenneth Bell is a high school civics teacher. He is actually the seat member of, I apologize, I just messed
County,
up the story.
Board of Supervisors?
Yes, Surrey County Board of Supervisors. And now he is running against his former student, Cameron. So Cameron and Kenneth are doing this debate. And in this debate, everybody thought it was going to be real dirty, real negative, but it was not at all. It was actually very positive. Cameron called Kenneth his favorite teacher. Kenneth said, do not talk about his age because he's capable of doing positive things for this community. And that's how it went down, man. They were talking positive about each other and said they were very capable. At the end of the debate, everything happened. They decided to vote. Polls closed at 10 p.m. They counted the votes. Cameron, the 19-year-old, won by 10 votes, JP. 10 votes. And of course, Kenneth didn't have anything negative to say about Cameron. I'm very proud of him. He would have won against anybody. I can't wait to see what he has to do. Whenever I read this story, JP, I thought about myself. I thought about plenty of kids that were like student class presidents and things where I'm like, you know what? At the age of 19 or 20, I'm pretty sure I would have voted for them versus whoever's in office now. And to see the bravery of this kid, Cameron Drew, who's only 19 years old, go out there and run against not just a political officer, his teacher, and win. 10 out of 10 story for me, man. I think this is amazing. And shout out, honestly, to Kenneth, the civics teacher. This man is a man of men to me. I definitely look up to how he represented himself, but also supported Cameron in that race against somebody, because we're very competitive people. And on a basketball court, we're going to go crazy, right? We're going to do whatever we can to win this game. So in an election, I'm assuming we're going to do the same. That's not what happened here, man. They kept it respectful and how politics should be. So wanted to talk about that here.
Yeah, the teacher raised the apprentice, and the apprentice passed the master. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to go. That's what I like about it, because it's like, I was your civics teacher. You weren't focused. I sparked that interest. Now you took the extra mile to be, like, helping the community, and you beat me. I taught you everything, kid. Go push it.
Yeah.
Take it further.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. We need to see more of this in communities everywhere.
Yeah, I also want to see that political debate. You got the video for that?
I did not.
The one time.
Yeah, I know, man. Got some pictures.
That's how you know it's a local election. There's nothing being recorded.
Indeed.
So my last positive news story is also Science is Cool with the Positive Truth podcast. And I want to talk about the seventh person that just got cured of HIV.
Okay.
It was a man in his 60s. And here's the kicker. He was doing a stem cell transplant for cancer. So he is already taking he's taking medicine for HIV, but he found out he had cancer. So he went to get stem cells that were not engineered for HIV resistance. And he used that transplant and chemotherapy late in 2018. Now, keynote, he had HIV and cancer. This is only helping the cancer. He still had to take the HIV medicine. You get follow-ups, you get follow-ups, you get follow-ups. Doctors are kind of looking at him. They're like, 2019. That's weird. Maybe it's the chemo and the stem cells. Your stem cell, they're a little CRISPR. People have used that to get cured from HIV before. That's a little, they're like, oh, that's a little weird. It's okay. Come back 2020. It's a pandemic. There's a lot of weird things going on. Kept checking them, kept checking them. It never came back. And they don't know why. So usually whenever you get the stem cell CRISPR genetic editing, it has a CCR5 delta 32 that makes immune cells resistant to HIV. He didn't have any of that. They don't know what happened, but they know the stem cell not only stopped the cancer, it stopped the HIV at the same time.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. So what they're trying to say is right now we don't have a safe, scalable cure for HIV yet. We have used the CRISPR to solve the HIV using manipulating this one strand. If we can study this guy, there might be more ways to do it, and we might have a safe, scalable cure for it.
That sounds like it's going to happen a lot sooner than what people think. That's how a lot of cures happen. Oh, accident. Wait, this does what? We're about to sell it.
If it's eliminating HIV, I think it's worth the purchase.
Yeah, man. Nobel Peace Prize to that man.
On accident.
Yeah.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Life does not have to be perfect to be wonderful. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.